I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A 31-year-old man suspected of gravely wounding a Colorado Springs police officer is facing charges of attempted murder, possession of a weapon by a previous offender, and felony menacing. That's according to the Gazette. Suspect Karar Al-Khamazi was identified by authorities yesterday. Officer Jem Duzel was wounded when Al-Khamazi allegedly fired a handgun at police, responding to a shots fired call early yesterday morning. A motive for the shooting is under investigation. Breastfeeding women and their babies will gather to take part in the global Big Latch On in several locations across Colorado tomorrow. The synchronized breastfeeding event is aimed at helping empower women and building peer support. Nicole Course, manager of Pueblo's Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC program, says the Pueblo event will be intentionally held in a very public area, the mall. She says all 50 states have laws allowing women to breastfeed in public, which shows progress is being made in the United States.
However, we have a lot of room for growth. In England and Europe, it's nothing to bat an eye at, but here it kind of has a stigma against it.
Course says that stigma goes against decades of medical advice. The American Academy of Pediatrics says breastfeeding is one of the most cost-effective interventions for improving maternal and child health and recommends mothers breastfeed their babies exclusively for 6 months. Big latch-on events are also planned for Colorado Springs, Salida, Alamosa, and Buena Vista. This is KRCC News.